From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
There's a man in our town who loves to plant and care for trees. We call him Mr. Arbor. A few years ago, we lost some of our trees in a storm. It was Mr. Arbor who organized volunteers and showed us how to care for the damaged trees and plant new ones. You can make a difference in your town, too. For your free Conservation Trees booklet, call the Arbor Day Foundation toll-free 1-800-932-1433 or write the Arbor Day Foundation, Nebraska City, Nebraska.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
Farm Credit of the Virginias recently announced they are returning $32 million to farmers in Virginia, West Virginia, and Maryland who were clients of the cooperative. Brad Cornelius is chief executive officer of the organization, which was founded in 1916. Farm Credit is now the largest provider of agricultural credit in the United States. Cornelia says the $32 million refund is part of what they call the patronage program, and it does have an impact on the farm economy in the region.
Every year, our board votes to see what part of our profits we can return back to our farmers, and we've been told by economists like Dr. Dave Cole of Virginia Tech that that has a six-fold multiplier effect, that every dollar we put in causes six more dollars to move.
He says the organization has returned more than $465 million in cash refunds since 2001.
Stay tuned. Your daily pearl of wisdom is coming up next.
Just one bite from a tick can lead to serious illness, so it's important to properly prepare for any outdoor activity. Like Bob here.
Hi.
Bob has applied an insect repellent designed for ticks.
Sure.
He's wearing long sleeves to keep ticks off his skin, and to help him see the ticks better, he's wearing long, bright white pants tucked into his socks.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts. Those are my legs.
Really? Oh, wow. Okay, learn more about preventing tick-borne diseases from your local health department.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Stay abreast of rural and agricultural news all over the eastern United States. You can do that at our website, onthefarmradio.com. Our pearl of wisdom today comes in from listener Pam Miller, who says, a true friend, they know who you are, but they like you anyway. Thank you, Pam, for that pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.